Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. It's a Friday. We've reached the end of the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony. He'll be around in a little while whenever he decides he wants to come in. So there's that. Check us out on live video, 937thefan.com. Click on the live video stream right at the top. You can watch us live. You can see me dealing with what I thought was my left foot falling asleep because I had it like feet up on the desk kind of prone. And now I think it's a cramp. I'm right in the middle. And
you got circulation problems. You should take some Viagra.
No. Yeah, right? Like Bart Scott. I think I'm good. I think it's falling asleep, so it's going to be up all night. My leg is. That's a Stephen Wright. That's one of my favorite Stephen Wrights ever. My leg fell asleep. I think it's going to be up all night. But no, it's just I've got to shake it out. There we go. I'm good. So you can see that on video. I think I might, Chris, have the perfect pre-show topic today.
Okay.
And it comes from a news story out of Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
Hong Kong.
What do we got?
All right. I'll just read. This is from the wire services here.
It's the best way to get through it.
It was supposed to be a quick get to know you, but a snap COVID lockdown forced a Chinese woman to stay with her blind date at his house for days on end.
Oh, my God.
Here, listen to this. So this lady's 30. She's identified only by her surname of Wang, okay. W-A-N-G, Wang Wang. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's one of the two. She went to meet her blind date for a home-cooked dinner on January 6th. In her hometown of Zhengzhou,
okay,
a city in central China grappling with a coronavirus outbreak.
Aren't we all?
So it's gone, yeah, but it's gone up and down in Zhengzhou, right? She's quoted as saying, I'm getting old now. My family introduced me to 10 matches, she said in a video on social media. The fifth date wanted to show off his cooking skills. Okay. He invited me over to his house for dinner. She says, okay, I'll go. So just when this young lady was about to go home after the meal, nice meal, whatever, she found out the whole neighborhood, and they have these in China, not whole neighborhoods, but they have swift lockdowns. They also have whole neighborhoods. And sometimes whole neighborhoods get swiftly locked down in this madness that's
happening.
So they just shut it down.
Shut it down.
And they're shelter in place, literally.
They're out in the streets patrolling to make sure nobody's going anywhere.
You can't go anywhere. You got to be where you be. China regularly seals off communities after COVID infections are detected among residents. These sudden lockdowns, along with mass testing and extensive quarantine, are part of the country's stringent zero COVID strategy to quickly stamp out localized outbreaks.
Okay.
Unable to leave, this lady was stuck at her house's at her date's house for days. Days.
Like a week.
A week. She posted videos of her unexpected co-living experience on social media, showing her date cooking meals for her, sweeping the floor, and working on his laptop. He just went about his business. She's like, you'd be over there. I'm over there.
I was going to say, did this lead to like a love connection?
No.
Like, no.
The videos quickly went viral, with her encounter being a topic trending on Weibo, which is Chinese Twitter, pretty much.
Because they're not allowed to have real Twitter.
Right. So she returned to Zhangzhou from the southern city of Zhangjia recently ahead of the Lunar New Year and spent a week meeting potential suitors her family had set up for her. And she told the state-run newspaper, The Paper, on Tuesday.
Oh, creative. Okay?
During quarantine, I feel that apart from being from him being reticent like a wooden mannequin, everything else about him is pretty good. He cooks, cleans the house, and works. Although his cooking isn't very good, he's still willing to spend time in the kitchen. I think that was great. In her videos, her date is seen serving stir-fry meals, such as tomato and scrambled eggs, a popular dish in China. She said in a post Monday that she had hidden her original video from her account after it went viral. Right now, I'm still at the man's house. He's an inarticulate but honest person, and he doesn't talk much. After my video became trending on Weibo, some friends started calling him. I think it has affected his life. That's why I removed it.
Oh, man.
Thanks, everyone, for your attention. I hope the pandemic will end soon and that single girls can find a relationship soon. As of Thursday, it's unclear whether she's still living at her date's house.
So she could still be there.
She could be.
Right now,
yeah,
as we speak.
Yeah, she kind of went off the...
Went off the grid.
State-run media told her, get off of there.
Yeah, they've never done that in China
no,
before.
No, especially with, like, tennis players
yeah,
and things.
Really.
So... Is this the ultimate... Now, This is one of those situations in life that are... It would never happen to me. But put yourself in that situation. It is the ultimate boom or bust.
Yes.
There is no middle ground to this. It is the worst experience or the best experience you've ever had.
You either fall in love, the two of you, and that's your great relationship origin story, right? That you tell the grandkids someday. Oh, I went over for our first date and the neighborhood got locked down because there was this thing called COVID and there was a pandemic. So
right.
And we got stuck living together for a week and he was in the kitchen all the time and we just got along so well and
we hit it off and we cranked for 10 days straight. right?
Or
we got right to it.
Yeah. Or the opposite. Right. It was a nightmare.
I'd rather be in jail.
He was an inarticulate nightmare.
Like a wooden mannequin.
We couldn't have a conversation. He just sat there on his laptop all the time and made crappy meals in his tiny kitchen.
Right.
It was awful. You're right. It only goes one way or the other. When you're locked in a place with somebody like that for at least a week, there's only one. It only goes one of two ways.
I couldn't do it for a day with people I don't know. This is... Wow. I mean, this is one of the most incredible stories, the crashing of circumstances that comes together.
I just think back on...
I'd risk getting arrested.
In my previous life, before I found my wife and got married, and you know, the early to mid-20s, which I've referenced before, most of which were just a blur. Some of the people that I would have been stuck with.
Or some of the places that you woke up in. And that you were just like, well, how did I, what or, did
or
I
do Or some of the places
night?
Where like, you know, let's just call it what it is. Back in the day, there's a good chance when you were younger, you had a booty call, right? You had a hookup. You had somebody that you, at the end of the night, one of you would call the other and it was, hey, what are you up to? What are you up to? Nothing. Oh, you want to come over? Okay. And imagine being there and then you're locked down. You can't go anywhere for a week. You don't want to be there for 1 minute longer than you have to be, but you're locked down now and you're stuck there for a week.
I can't. I mean, this might happen with this snowstorm coming on Sunday, you know. But this was one of those circumstances where, I mean, this is just so much different than anything else I've ever heard of in my life. I would risk being arrested. See, China's different though. You might go missing if you get arrested. Seriously.
Right.
They're
not
mess
with the police over there.
Right. They're not going to be real. They're not going to listen. They're not going to be compassionate. Like if you run out to the street and someone comes out and they go, oh, okay, what happened? Well, listen, officer.
I was on
a blind date and then this COVID, I promise I don't have it. I got all my shots and all the stuff. I just got to get away from this guy. He's just bored.
I just got to get home.
I want to go home. You can't. But can I just go to a hotel then?
Right.
Like right up the street. A hotel. Like, you can't even pull that maneuver, man. I guess, with this.
I guess not.
The guy. How about the guy? Is it just blatantly and patently ignoring? It's like he has
this is your chance, buddy. This is your chance.
I mean, and not even for physical stuff. Just your chance to have a relationship.
Right.
Why did you have this her over the first place?
This is the beautiful, lovely blonde lady wandering into Ron Cook's life, and then you decide to just have nothing to do with
it. Right, I don't need anything. By the way, I found some irony, I think, yesterday, the deeper I think about Ron Cook.
Okay.
Forget about Ron Cook's love life for a minute, but this spawned all Ron Cook's love life, that he had that picture, okay, or in that video, in the Doran Dickerson jersey, okay? And he is jacked. Now, I seem to think that Ron is working double doses of Nugenics with the big hurt, okay? That you don't just get that way walking.
Frank Thomas, the baseball player?
Right. Isn't that the ultimate irony that Ron won't vote for any PED guys for the Hall of Fame, yet he might be a PED guy? Because I looked at that video again the other day.
Right.
Ron's arms are toned and jacked. There is no way Ron is getting like that just, as he puts, walking. I heard him talking about walking again yesterday and just how he loved it because it wasn't windy yesterday morning. It was perfect to walk. He didn't have to put as many layers on. And I'm wondering about his layers too. Does he have like good Under Armour stuff, or does Ron go old man, like iron worker, long underwear?
Thermals.
Yes, yeah. Long johns, yeah, as people used to put them. He goes with those. But anyhow, his arms are pretty jacked in that video. You don't really get like that walking.
No.
He's on the Nugenics.
You can stay fit, right? And
yeah,
stay, you know,
skinny.
Thin. But you're not building up the arms like that. Although he doesn't look like he's got a lot of mass necessarily. The arms aren't big.
Well, he
it's not
has
like
a
Hogan 24-inch pythons.
He doesn't, but if you look closely, he has some tricep working, not just bicep. He got a little tricep going.
Here's what I think. And
he flexed the whole time. He kept it tight the whole time. He knew he was on camera.
That maybe, but also when he walks, I bet he likes to move his arms. You know, like almost like a power walk.
I want to go to Ron's neighborhood. What if he carries 5 pound weights, 2.5 pound weights? What if he has ankle weights on too?
I am all for seeing him with like the weights, the little tiny 2.5 pound weights in his hands as he walks, and he's just firing back that tricep extension.
Yes.
While he walks.
I do want to see his workout clothes. Like what he walks in. Because what he wears in here,
it's essentially what he wears here probably.
Like he doesn't wear jeans.
He doesn't. Yeah, he does sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah. He definitely wears jeans. He'll also, but he doesn't wear like comfortable pants for walking.
Well, he would have to. Does he have sweatpants?
I bet he's got an old school pair, like Champion sweatpants with the tight cuffs around
the
bottom.
What if he just goes straight spandex and it's like he's smuggling bananas? That would be.
I think he looks exactly like James Harrison with the
baggy
sweatpants and the baggy hoodie.
Pretty good call. Pretty good call.
Is he all sweaty like Harrison? Like overdoing it?
Yeah.
Like six layers on underneath.
Hood on.
Yeah.
Carrying a half gallon of water.
What if the next thing we got was a James Harrison style video from Cookie? He's in the weight room with like 300 up on the bar and there's chains wrapped around it. And he's just, and like, I don't know, Future's playing in the background or Kendrick Lamar.
Or no,
just blasting.
And Ron's doing You Go, I Go sled pushes with James Harrison with 15 plates on the sled. Like that time James Harrison was in Arizona, he had 21 45-pound plates on the sled, and he's getting
900-pound squats.
Ron's doing that. But no, I think Ron's on that Nugenics, but he won't vote for anybody that is a PED guy. People, I love texts that start, just ask Ron. No, those are non-starters for me. Every text that comes in, it says, just ask Ron next time you see him if he's on the gas.
Ask what
I can't. Yeah. We can't. He doesn't entertain us, really. He won't.
No.
Although he's gotten a little warmer to, I guess, producer Matt, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've always had a cordial relationship.
Okay.
So
cordial.
Wait till you hear in the 6 o'clock hour how excited Ron was about our Roger Woods situation yesterday. Wait till you hear. We had Roger Wood, blew it out. A gazillion hits on our internet. It's still out there, the new song. Here we go. Here we go.
A million
people went to it. The city was enveloped by it. Wait till you hear how excited Ron was by this, by Roger Wood putting out a new song. It is going to blow your doors off. You'll hear that in the 6 o'clock hour. You also hear our man Lee Sterling. He's back. I don't know. Why did he take like 2 weeks off?
Because he's Lee and he can. I got the old Paramount Sports zip up on today, the one he sent us for Christmas the 1 year.
Yeah, Lee's ready to go at 8 o'clock. We have Carrington Harrison, 610 Sports in KC.
Carrington's convinced this is not even a game, by the way.
A lot of people are, though. That's not all that unpopular of an opinion.
No.
And so we'll talk to Carrington. Charlie Batch comes our way at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a live accordion player in here at 9:30, a real live accordion player.
What the hell else you need to know?
Because you don't want to hear from a dead one. So we're going to hear a real live accordion player at 9:30, and we do talk Steelers to start. The question is it growing? Think about that. Is it growing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.